everything's fine. All them cats are drinking that wine, drinking that mist of pure delight. And when they get drunk, they singing all night, drinking wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. They buying it by the gallon and buying by the quart. Buy a blackberry, you're doing things smart. Knocking out windows and tearing down doors. Drunk, 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 keep a screaming for more. Drinking wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Why don't you pass that bottle to me? Yeah.
Drinkin' Wine, Spooty Ooty was first recorded by R&B singer Stick McGee in 1949. That track from his London Session album was a hit on both the Hot 100 and country charts for Jerry Lee Lewis in 1973. Welcome to the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. Jonathan King was an undergraduate student at Cambridge in 1965 when he had a hit in both the UK and the US with Everyone's Gone to the Moon.
Streets full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Thank you. chocolate covered cream. On the second week, the school, everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
One-hit wonder from Hawaii, Liz Damon's Orient Express, 1900 Yesterday. The song was released in December of 1970 and was on the charts during the first quarter of 1971. Before that, we heard Everyone's Gone to the Moon by Jonathan Edwards. Country singer Tex Williams was born in Ramsey, Illinois on August 23, 1917. His most famous song, Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette, is from 1947.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
Thank you.
On a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal, how about you?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette." The other night, I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a high-bred, uptown, fancy little date. Now, she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be, so hand in hand, we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice, so help me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Tex, excuse me, please, but I just gotta have another cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
I know there's a lot of talk going around today about cigarette smoking whittling your life away. I've seen it and I've heard it so many times that finally it just started to prey on my mind. I guess it scared me a little bit. That's why I decided I was going to quit. So while I was sitting here forming my battle plan, I took another puff and turned on the fan. I just sat down in my easy chair and thought of all the money I'd wasted on cigarettes all these years. I thought how I'd spend the rest of my days after I kicked this habit my body craved. Said to myself, this ain't gonna be so tough. With that little bit of assurance, I took another puff. I took a puff, a puff. Then I ripped off another puff. I decided I about had enough. That breaking this habit won't be too tough. Now, I'll give a lot of thought to this thing. If I didn't smoke cigarettes, I'd feel just like a king. Besides, with the price going up every day, I knew I was just throwing all my good money away. You know, I ain't lit one an hour or so. Just wanted to make sure I could quit, you know. I was thinking maybe I ought to write all this down, put it in a song, kind of circulate it around. Can't ever tell, might make a hit. And that'd have to cause it a little bit. Can you imagine me, the hit songwriter? Where'd I put that cigarette lighter? After all, it's a habit, and a habit you can break. Just a little bit of willpower, son, that's all it takes. Said to myself, you got to be tough. And with that little bit of wisdom, I took another puff. I took a puff, and then a puff. And I finally ripped off another puff, and I decided, boy, this ain't gonna be tough. Besides, I just about had enough. I'm about ready to quit this rotten habit anyway. Oh, I think they ought to take it off television. It looks too good. Oh. I like them skinny ones with the filter. Oh, give it to me, give it to me. Cigarette. I say, if I quit smoking, what'll I do? Maybe I'll eat. Maybe I'll eat cigarettes. Oh, I love it, 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 I love it. Chester B. don't smoke. He smokes logs. Makes you laugh funny, too. Oh, my throat's scratching. Oh, I wish I could think of something bad to say about cigarettes. taboo on cigarettes. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. You quit smoking, that'd leave more for me. I love it, I love it. No, I don't love cigarettes. You know, don't misunderstand me. I hate cigarettes. Makes you cough. And when you don't smoke, it makes you shake. I don't know what's worse, to shake or to cough. I think it'll make me a cough shake. Oh! Son, did you ever smoke? Oh, I remember one time I quit smoking. I quit for 3 months. My wife left me. So did my children. She took my house and left. It was a mobile home.
Jerry Reed was on the radio in 1971 with Another Puff. And from 1947, we heard Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette by Tex Williams. I'm Mike Duke, raising the window to let some air in, and oops, it looks like we've let a bug in, too. These are the Tune Rockers and Green Mosquito.
With a DDT.
Bobby Gentry and Bugs from the Ode to Billy Joe album. We also heard Green Mosquito by the Tune Rockers. If there's a piece of music you want me to put into the music box for a future show, send an email to the conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is am1120@wtwzradio.com. I'm Mike Duke. See if you can recognize these voices.
Ooh-pa-pa-loo-cha-pa, you're mine. Say, ooh-pa-pa-loo-cha-pa, you're mine. Hey, schoolgirl in the second row. The teacher's looking over, so I gotta whisper way down low. You say, ooh-pa-pa-loo-cha-pa, let's meet at the school after. She said, hey, babe, but there's one thing more. My school is over at a half past four. Maybe when we're older than a weekend day. Ooh, let's wait. Hey, schoolgirl in the second row. The teacher's looking over, so I gotta whisper way down low. Say, woo, papa, loot your pop. Let's meet after school at three. She said, hey, babe, I got a lot to do. It takes me hours when my homework's through. Sunday will go steady, so don't you fret. Ooh, not yet. She's looking over, so I gotta whisper way down low. She said, whoop-a-loo-cha-pa, let's meet after school after me. Then she turned around at me with that gleam in her eye. She said, I'm sorry if I passed you by. I'm gonna skip my phone, I'm gonna cut my class. Boy, get out of here real fast. Hey, schoolgirl in the second row. We're going steady, hear the words that I want you to know. Well, it's a whoop-a-loo-cha-pa, you're mine, I knew it all the time. Whoop-a-loo-cha-pa, you're mine. Whoop-a-loo-cha-pa, you're mine. Whoop-a-loo-cha-pa, you're mine.
The record label says Tom and Jerry. In reality, they were a very young Simon and Garfunkel when they recorded Hey Schoolgirl in 1958. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.